Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Navigating global tourist bans and restrictions in summer 2025. With countries such as Greece and Spain implementing restrictions on access to popular attractions, the demand for sustainable tourism practices is evidently increasing. As tourist bans are increasingly introduced and enforced to address the issue of over-tourism all over the world, many travelers are finding themselves unprepared for summer vacation season. Recently, the city of Malaga, Spain, enacted a prohibition on the registration of new vacation rentals in 43 of its neighborhoods, where such rentals constitute more than 8% of the housing stock. Although it fell short of a complete ban on tourism, the city that attracts millions of visitors annually seeks to address the issue of over-tourism. Over 12 million tourists visited Andalusia, where Malaga is located, in 2023. Another perfect example of the latest tourist bans trend would be the decision of Nice city officials to ban the mooring of liners with more than 900 passengers starting from July 1, 2025, and leave the port open only for small ships and yachts. According to the City Hall, large cruise ships attract mass tourism, which brings in little income, but creates a significant amount of garbage and interferes with the sustainable development of the city. Numerous European towns and ports have been urging for similar limitations on floating buildings and low-cost cruises, Nice city officials claim. According to cruise industry experts, Cannes, which is also impacted by high levels of cruise tourism, might adopt similar restrictions as those implemented in Nice. Both cities are looking to Venice, Italy, as a model, where since August 2021, cruise ships have been prohibited from traversing the Giudecca Canal and its lagoon, resulting in considerable environmental and social advantages. As over-tourism continues to raise significant concerns, it is imperative for travelers to be more aware of their impact this summer. With countries such as Greece and Spain implementing restrictions on access to popular attractions, the demand for sustainable tourism practices is evidently increasing. Instead of merely converging on well-known destinations, tourists should focus on making responsible decisions, such as selecting destinations and companies that promote environmental and cultural conservation. Careful planning will not only safeguard these regions for future generations but also enrich the travel experience by exploring less crowded, authentic locales. To assist travelers in assessing whether these restrictions may influence their plans for this year, industry experts have compiled a list of destinations that could affect their 2025 vacations, including potential tourist fines and areas that may be off-limits. Tourist tax. Barcelona, Spain. Barcelona's tourist tax for five-star hotel guests increased to €6.75 per night, totaling €47.25 per week. Venice, Italy. Venice has introduced a €5 day trip tax to dissuade short-term tourists from overloading the city. Santorini and Mykonos, Greece. The government announced a €20 levy for cruise ship visitors to Greece's islands during peak summer. Kyoto, Japan. Lodging tax for hotels will increase to a maximum of 10,000 yen, $65, 10 times the current 1,000 yen cap. Bhutan, the Himalayas. Visitors pay the world's priciest entrance fee of $100 daily to promote low-impact tourism, down from $200 in 2023. Galapagos Islands, Ecuador. Tourists to the archipelago must now pay an entry tax of $200 for international visitors and $100 for those from neighboring countries. Bali, Indonesia. Bali has introduced a $10 tourist tax to deter unruly visitors, with travelers required to pay the levy and potentially receive a handbook on acceptable behavior. Seville, Spain. Seville plans to charge visitors for Plaza de España entry to combat over-tourism, with details still to be determined. Edinburgh, Scotland. Plans are set to introduce a 5% tourist tax on accommodation from 2026. Restricted access or zones. Santorini and Mykonos, Greece. Greece plans to limit cruise ships to combat over-tourism and reduce the impact on the Cycladic Islands. Machu Picchu, Peru. Visitors face a strict ticketing system to arrive within designated time slots to prevent overcrowding. Ibiza, Spain. Authorities have introduced new regulations limiting the simultaneous docking of cruise ships to no more than two at a time. Amsterdam, Netherlands. There are plans to limit river cruises, ban new hotels, reduce visitors by 271,000 annually, and cap overnight stays at 20 million. Menorca, Spain. Homeowners in Benabica Vell have blocked access to private properties and asked tourists to visit only between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. to reduce noise. Barcelona, Spain. The city cut cruise dockings to 7 and removed the 116-bus route to Park Güell to curb peak season tourism. Seoul, South Korea. Seoul's Bukchon Hanok Village will introduce a curfew in March, limiting tourist access from 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. Athens, Greece. The Greek Acropolis capped visitors at 20,000 in September 2023 and introduced time slot bookings to reduce footfall. Hallstatt, Austria. Measures were taken to discourage tourists by building wooden fences that block lakeside views. Trentino Alto Adige, Italy. Overnight guests are capped at 2019 levels to tackle over-tourism, with pre-registration for attractions like Alpe di Susi. French Polynesia. Annual tourist numbers are planned to be capped at 280,000, with local cruise lines taking priority over international cruise ships. Tourist behavior regulations. Amsterdam, Netherlands. Authorities have urged Brits to stay away due to antisocial behavior during stag parties and pub crawls, with a warning video triggered by related search terms. Sardinia, Italy. Tourists invading the pink sands of Spiaggia Rosa face fines ranging from €500, $521, to €3,500, $3,647. Dubrovnik, Croatia. Visitors may face fines or charges for wearing swimwear, driving without permission, eating near monuments, or climbing city walls. Prague, Czechia. City councillors have decided to ban outrageous stag and hen group costumes, as well as nighttime pub crawls. Portofino, Italy. Tourists taking selfies in popular spots could face a €275, $286, fine for causing congestion, with no waiting zones to prevent blockages. Rome, Italy. Rome is cracking down on bans for shirtless men, love padlocks on bridges and snacking near attractions like the Trevi Fountain. Sustainability measures. Capri, Italy. Capri plans to install a 40-buoy barrier 100m offshore to protect its coastline from boat damage. Galapagos Islands, Ecuador. Tourism is regulated with rules like walking on marked trails, guided visits to protected areas, and no private yachts at key natural sites. Okinawa, Japan. To protect endangered species and combat over-tourism, visitor numbers to Iriamote Island are capped at 1,200 per day. Koh Phi Phi Lah, Thailand. Swimming in Maya Bay is banned to protect coral and reef sharks, with visitors limited to one-hour stays and motorboats prohibited. General planning and management. Cornwall, England. Cornish vacation rentals may need registration to tackle over-tourism and housing issues, with a £160 million government crackdown on rentals. Malaga, Spain. Malaga has set plans to prohibit vacation rental registrations across 43 districts. Florence, Italy. Florence banned Airbnb and short-term rentals in its center to address the depletion of affordable housing. Yorkshire Dales, England. Bans on the construction of second homes and vacation properties in villages have been introduced to curb tourism, allowing only permanent residents. Marseille, France. Marseille banned key safes outside vacation lets, with agents authorized to remove them if hosts ignore warnings. Penang, Malaysia. Short-term rentals like Airbnb are banned, allowing only commercial properties with resident approval and registration fees. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.